All right, the Reds, it is the team talk, and we are reacting to the press conferences or the press conference of Jurgen Klopp. Pep has yet to do his yet as we speak. But Jurgen looking a little bit under the weather in his press conference. He didn't massively talk this up or talk it down. He talked the manager up, though. I'm not into this love affair thing, Ian. Like, you know what I mean? If we're having it against the rival and it's a potential title deciding and all this, I don't want to listen to the manager going on about how good the other manager is. It's all a bit civil, this.
I know. I think he's got to do a little bit of that, though, hasn't he?
Oh,
and there's already the talk of, is it a little bit of mind games? It might be to some extent, but I do think there's an awful lot of respect. I think certainly from Klopp to Guardiola, there always feels like there's lots and lots of praise. Obviously, they've come up against each other before, haven't they, in Germany and stuff, and they've had some titanic battles in the Premier League. I think there's no doubt that Guardiola feels the same way. I don't think he's ever quite as vociferous as Jürgen is when it comes to kind of heaping praise on others. But I think that's probably because he feels, I wouldn't necessarily say under the microscope, but I always feel Guardiola's very prickly when it starts to turn towards amount of money you've spent and how City have got to where they've got to and all that. Whereas I don't think Jürgen ever really lets any of that kind of bother him, to be honest. And Liverpool's journey's been a very different one than City's. But yeah, I think it was always inevitable that they were going to throw a bit of praise each other's way. I think we are talking about two of, if not the two best teams that have ever kind of gone head to head. I think that's been referenced this week leading up to the game. The points totals that these two have amassed, Robbo, I think, is it only a point separating them over the last four years, yeah, which is just phenomenal. It kind of tells you or shows you just what the fine margins are and what they could be when you go into this game at the weekend. I mean, it's starting to get very exciting now as we approach it. I mean, it is, and it has to be. And I heard Neil Atkinson describe it as one of the biggest away games since maybe 1986. I've not trawled through the history books to see whether that's true or not, but it feels like it might be. And I think the significance of this, when you talk about the title race, I wouldn't say whoever comes out on top is guaranteed to win it, but you'd have to say, my God, they've taken one hell of a step towards the title if they do come out, whoever comes out on top on Sunday.
Yeah, it was all a bit cagey, Siobhan. Like I say, never. There's not loads of things but maybe that's how he wanted it, do you know what I mean? And he did sort of, he had to go at our mate Carlos about one of his questions where he was talking about all this overthinking thing around Pep. And he had a bit of a pop at him saying it was ironic and then started saying about the way you quote us and all this, you need to do it in a certain way and be on our side and all this kind of thing. I was like, come on, yeah, Carlos is sad.